No, I watch VR Troopers on Netflix.
Really?
Like, that's supposed to be better?
I mean, slightly. Maybe just a sliver. I mean, it's f***ing close, though.
It's
Shit.
like saying water sports is less gross than scat. I mean, yes, but.
It's like, would I rather have my ball smacked with a rubber band or allow you to pull hair out of my taint?
It's morphin' time!
And now it's time for another superhero time. With your hosts, XV.
Everybody be quiet, I'm recording.
Hey, Mickey.
Oh, God, this show's never going to end tonight.
Paladin.
We're done yet.
JD Church.
Where's my gun?
Fort Max.
In the pants.
And the rest.
I'm pretty much a weapons expert.
Nobody cares because it's superhero time. Ken's not with us this week because he's off having magical birthday adventures, by which I mean giving blowjobs.
Right, and
why can't it be my birthday?
Isn't that in like February?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, just, you know, be patient.
Your time will come.
I had to think.
Because you're too old to remember.
And I mentioned this earlier, but what Ken really wanted for his birthday was tentacle porn, so be sure to tweet it to him.
Yes.
If you find some.
Oh, like the Ursula joke I made the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just, you know, find some tentacle porn and just send it to his Twitter. He'll be very excited. He'll thank you.
Speaking of Twitter, you might remember
CC that to Ankh as well.
No, but speaking of Twitter, you might remember last week, Ken, on behalf of all of us, issued the latest food challenge to Gigabeetle, and sport that he is, the total Swedish trooper, Swedish VR troopers. How bad would that be?
Oh my God!
It could only be better.
Swedish chef VR trooper.
That's what I'm thinking.
Look, if Gigabeetle's proved anything, is that Swedes make everything more awesome.
Yeah,
it seems
I think
so.
That or he's the exception to the rule. So it's one
look
of
what he's done for V3.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. That's true.
I almost want a V3 now.
Well, you need to have a V3 if you're going to have Rider 1.
I know.
Because then you'd also need to buy Rider 2.
I've already considered seeing if I could get a hold of a set of the 7.
Oh.
Since Rider Man's going to be out here soon.
And then you can have your Gokai Red defeat them all in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
But anyway... So, the challenge, as inspired by Superhero Wars, was to try pudding with rice. And Gigabeetle did just that. And then some. Gigabeetle actually went to the trouble of making a graphic response to this challenge to explain his process and the results that he derived from it, which we could not possibly do justice in description here, so we'll be linking that from the show notes.
Yeah.
So, be sure to check that out once you get to this point in the show.
I need to get him a recipe for brown rice.
Somebody needs to teach that.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Would you challenge him to make something
good
that there's no possible way he could make in Sweden, like a southern dish, like biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, but those are still pretty readily. But, well, actually, I don't think you can get a lot. Is it?
You can't get them up north or out west. I know that.
But you can make them.
Yeah, I mean, it's basic ingredients. You need something that like has a very American sort of.
I assume they have lard in Sweden.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is your mother there?
Your mom is everywhere.
Simultaneously,
she goes around the world.
She's like force.
No.
She surrounds us and penetrates us.
No, your mom is like that one episode of Voyager.
We penetrated her.
Your mom is like that one episode of Voyager.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. The part where she occupies all space simultaneously, not the part where it's space salamanders.
Is that like that episode where it's
I'm
like...
assuming she has space salamanders in her, though.
Like the multiple Datas. I'm trying to... No?
What?
And multiple Datas.
Yep.
What?
We're different times. They all had a plug-in
that one.
Thing. Yeah.
I never understood that.
I didn't either.
I don't think the writers did either.
No, I think they just kind of went with it.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. Let's just go with it. Okay. We'll make the scientist explain it later.
We need an excuse to have multiple Datas on screen at once. Go.
Yeah. Because they're robots. They'll understand it. They won't freak out.
Right. I don't know.
Meanwhile, Brent Spiner's like, what the f***?
Well, it was season one of Next Generation. I think that was happening a lot anyway.
Yeah.
It was before everybody just kind of gave up and went, you know, whatever, we'll just go with it. Don't ask questions. It makes more sense that way.
Oh, Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah. That's the stuff. Wonder if
so Giga Beetle is awesome, though.
Yeah, Giga Beetle is awesome.
Huge props for trying that out. I mean, it basically went as wrong as I could imagine that challenge was going.
Not like, really, he's still alive.
Like for well, yeah, but I mean, for
see that's my worry that some
for the finding what he needed,
yeah.
the proper kind of pudding for it, and the proper kind of rice. It was so wrong that it was awesome, and he even went for bonus points. So you got to check out the image and stuff. So
should I just say boner points?
Yes, that's what I thought too.
He went for boner points. I was impressed.
See, my worry, though, is like Paladin says, one of these times we're going to make some challenge up, and he's going to try it, and something horrible is going to happen to him, and then we'll have to live with the knowledge we've deprived the world of Giga Beetle forever.
Well, like we'd be able to eat a Red Robin or something?
We're going to find his food allergy this way, is basically.
They have health care in that country, right?
Yeah, God. Blowfish. We should get him to try blowfish. blowfish sushi, right?
That's pufferfish.
A... Yeah, there you go. Pufferfish. Pufferfish sushi.
Yeah. Homemade.
Homemade. Oh yeah. Is this fresh? Sure.
No. To do it right, you have to kill the fish yourself.
Oh yeah. Yeah. By hand.
Yeah.
You have to choke it to death. What is it doing? Why?
And the thing, Ken is missing all of this fun.
I know.
Oh, he just put a new photo up, by the way.
Oh, God. I'm scared already. Let's see.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. Feeling a little morbid today, apparently.
This is what he's doing instead of being on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to invite Giga Beetle on the show this week, but it was not to be, I guess.
Well, that is Skyrider, so, you know.
Yeah, there's too much Skyrider snuff to be made.
I mean, he has good reason, at least.
God, I just noticed that his V3 avatar is animated.
Yeah.
Wow. It doesn't show that in some apps.
No, it doesn't. It but doesn't if you look on the website, you can see animated avatars. So, Mickey, what were you doing last week when you weren't here?
I was playing the final round of D&D ever.
Ever?
Ever. Our DM got switched to second shift.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we hadn't played for like a month, and he had took vacation actually so we could end the campaign.
Wow.
So.
How sad.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
So how much time did you have to play your Deneb character?
That campaign ended when we kicked a player out. We had started up a new one. That's why I was playing my bard.
Oh, okay.
My rock and roll bard that attacked with a guitar.
How much time did you have with that then?
Not enough.
And why'd you have to kick a player out?
Because she sucked.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I guess you don't mean in the good way.
She didn't understand combat strategy.
Really?
Like at all? Or as
if we walk up to this thing and just do a basic attack?
Change
your powers. Do I?
Feel it? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh God, we're all gonna die.
I'm gonna go hit the thing with a stick. It'll be cool.
God. Magic missile.
Poke, poke, poke.
Magic missile.
So this is functionally different from the one who just goes and pushes the button as soon as it's revealed.
Right.
Right. Just checking. Okay then, so news? 10 minutes later?
There's not much that happened this week. I do need to correct something from before, though. Rider Man is not a web exclusive.
Yay!
Why the f*** are you cheering that? It's still Rider Man.
Because I can get 7. Well, it's close. I can replace somebody with X and they won't know.
Anyway, you'll have a better chance now since Bluefin has picked him up for April.
So there you go.
So we pre-order that in probably January, I guess.
And right now he's the only Figuart on their list for April.
Yeah. It's the only Figuart that they showed for, yeah, like coming up, isn't it? Because they posted that this morning. Hmm. But of course Wizard's going to be out sometime in... February, I think.
Maybe we'll just
I think they said February.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Why are there fucking dogs screaming outside?
I don't know.
Some people are stepping on them or something.
Maybe they are.
Maybe that's why they're screaming.
Screaming. That doesn't make any sense.
You hear the screaming, Clarice.
So Gigabeel just got back to me and said, sure, he'll come on if he can leave in case noise becomes a problem, and also we're going to give him a rundown. Want to bring him on still?
Yes.
Sure. Sure.
This cannot end well.
This is the most professional podcast around.
What's his Skype name so I can add him?
Well, I just put him on the list.
Yeah, there you go. It's magic.
See, no, I know how to use Skype.
Yeah.
You may have to ring him into the call, though.
Yeah.
Since I didn't start it, I can't do that. Apparently.
You still can... Yes. That went...
I've been in the background yelling at Halo.
Really? That's awesome. I tried that Plague Inc. that he was playing, and then I couldn't get past Fungus. So I read how to do it, and then that strategy works basically for everything, so now it's no fun.
You cheated.
I didn't mean to cheat. I meant to get a hint... Something to sort of guide me in the right way because I couldn't figure out how to fix it. And I didn't realize that was going to be like the way to do everything. So,
well, if you want games you can't win, maybe you should take up Keno.
Okay, so we've got Gigabeetle with us now, I think.
Hello?
Hello, Gigabeetle.
Hello. Yay, you're here.
Yay.
Hello. Okay. Now that's different.
Welcome to Superhero Time. We hope you survive the experience.
We're sorry JD ruined the show.
You won't, so let's not pretend otherwise.
Aww.
Now, we talked about this a little bit already, but why don't you tell us about your experience with the rice and the pudding?
It wasn't great.
You know,
we gathered that.
Yeah, I got that impression. It was subtle, but I think I got that out of it.
Yeah, well, apparently rice pudding is a thing. I don't know. Someone told me that. I wasn't listening because, well, it wasn't about how great I was. I guess there's some merit to it, and I said, and I think there's something too, like, you know, puffed rice? I don't think that would be the worst thing with pudding or something. I've actually tried it with yogurt since, and that was all right. Tastes like something old people eat.
Well, of course, you put yogurt in it.
Probably. Yeah, yogurt.
Old people love their yogurt.
Though, right? You did cook the rice.
Obviously, I did.
Okay, well...
I would have to be an idiot to try that at first and then not tell anyone.
Well, no.
This is so crunchy. What's wrong with it?
No, see, since you're Swedish, JD thinks you're an imbecile.
No, I didn't say that. I said...
Don't worry, I'm sure the feeling's mutual.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure American rice is basically, you know, 90% synthetic anyway, so...
It's
I couldn't tell.
Fat.
Yeah.
Children's teeth.
Usually when you cook rice over here, it turns into this big pile of mash.
What else do you think it kills birds?
So, I guess
JD, if your rice turns into mash when you cook it, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, most of America does anyway.
I think JD's just buying ant eggs.
Well, actually, I mostly make brown rice now, so, you know.
Now, is that a euphemism for something?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Go ahead and say yes this time. So I'm going to get you my recipe for brown rice, and then.
Yeah, if JD says something, it's a euphemism. I mean, that basically is just the rule.
It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
There's anything I talk about is either sex or poop or both.
Or sour cream.
And you can't understand why you ruined the show.
I don't know. I don't know why you would think that. Why do you think that?
Well, I have my reasons.
Well, can't argue with that.
Wow.
That's... You're probably right.
And yes, I did get a new mic.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
How much did you pay?
So how are you getting
$6
to your grandma? Oh. Well, that's 600 times more than you paid for the one you had.
Wait, well, 600 times zero would still be zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Texas math.
Strong suit.
Okay, so it's...
Oh,
so
I'm
actually,
sorry. I'm not
like, with this kind of money, I could have bought 3 megas.
Maybe he's using metric math. Because we don't really get that here.
No.
Yeah. Math in Swedish is a little bit different.
We can't understand multiples of 10 here in America.
So what Fort Max actually paid for this microphone is infinity plus $6 more than his original.
Wait, wouldn't it still be zero?
Look, shut up.
Probably. It's Fort Max.
Plus six? I think it would still be infinity is...
The problem is that he bought a mic and we can still hear him.
Right. He still continues to forget to mute it.
Although, I have to admit, last week's JD Fort Max drama was one of the funniest things we've had in quite a while.
I was flipping my shit, man.
Yeah.
It sure was a thing that happened.
It was like water torture or something. God.
Was it water torture or water sports?
Yes. Like water sports, but with somebody with like prostate cancer.
Oh my God.
Just like drip, drip. Drip, drip. Drip.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
I find that hard to believe.
Worst or best? Probably both.
You know, I'm starting to see where this ruin the show thing came from. Well, anyway, we were doing the news. So why don't we try to...
I don't think I can improve on this conversation.
That's the top of it. We're done, folks. Good night.
Paladin,
good night. Show's over. We're all going to hell.
Well, JD is for sure.
Oh yeah, this is. We're in
sometimes it's for the show. Sometimes it's for blackmail purposes.
We just brought you into the middle of the show. We have no qualms about quality or.
You've listened to the whole. You've listened to all the show.
We just cold brought you into the show.
Yeah.
We're awesome podcast.
I thought I was going to get a run through how this one's gone, and then I realized, oh, XV is doing this. It's not professional.
Ah, no, see, what you failed to realize, what you failed to take into account here, XV is dicks.
Yes, that's the important thing to remember.
Yes, yes it is.
He may have 10 years experience of podcasting, but he doesn't give a shit.
Well, no. Now, see, Kilby's the only one who makes a claim to doing more than 10 years of podcasting, even though there was 8 years in there where we did nothing.
Right. Yeah, so. It's like, that room needs an asterisk.
Yes, RFC's been around for 13 years, and we've recorded shows for almost 2 of those.
Yes, we are old, actually.
Yeah, we are.
Ken turned, like, what, 38?
Well... You know, to look at Ken, that would not be out of credibility.
That boy, that poor man has aged beyond his years.
Please tell me you're leaving that in.
Oh, definitely. That's gold right there.
Awesome.
Anyway, Giga Beetle, the whole rundown thing is that this is what the show is like. Just kind of roll with it.
Yeah. There's no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of jump.
Didn't really plan much other than news, shows, power playback.
Yeah.
And even that's a crapshoot.
But we are just as unprofessional as we appear to be.
Right. Right.
Well, that's good because you seem very unprofessional.
Yeah. Well, it's good that we could live up to
it's not a clever illusion.
Because we are not clever.
Or an illusion.
Right.
What?
If we sound like five drunk guys just sitting in your living room talking, well, there you go.
One or two of us probably are. In your living room, I mean.
Right.
When you're asleep.
And we totally have clothes on.
Except I don't like this anymore.
Welcome to the show.
You've been listening how long? Did you just now start not liking it?
He's probably the only person to have made it through every single episode of this entire
show. Yeah, actually, you know, now that I think about it, Gigabeetle's taken it a step beyond, you know, Ken or Barricade or anybody else who we've had on the show, because Gigabeetle listened to every single episode, and he still agreed to come on.
So I think the real question is like, do you have, like, a pain thing? Are you a sub? Is it like... Okay.
All right, then. So, Paladin, what else is in the news this week?
Pretty much all, to be honest.
Oh. There you go.
Although there is a first listing of Power Rangers Megaforce toys online, with names virtually identical to Go Sager products.
Which has never at all happened before in the history of early wave Power Rangers toys, that they would
it's
have
still
obvious...
worrying, because, you know, Go Sager.
Do they
Didn't
end up
some
be
actual Megaforce toys come out in the past weeks? Some kind of Hot Wheels set?
God.
Yes. There was one release, the Megaforce Hot Wheels action set, that gives us the first look at the character of Gosei, if the set box art is to be believed.
All right, let's have a look.
Okay, so this is where this whole thing completely loses me, is how are we getting a Hot Wheels branded Power Rangers toy?
Yeah, I don't think that
that's
meth
Mattel.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, but remember, who owns Power Rangers? It's not Bandai.
Disney.
Saban. No.
But I would assume that Bandai had all the licensing rights for all kinds of toys, though. Do they not?
Probably not.
That makes sense in theory.
Stuff they don't make.
Okay, so basically what they've done here is they've taken Gosei Ultimate, and that's Zordon now.
Yeah. Which is kind of accurate to the show when you get right down to it.
Well, yeah.
It's a giant floating head that dies.
Has a sphincter in the middle of it.
Hmm. Well.
Their mentor is a giant anus face.
Well. There you go.
I mean, what more can you really say about Ghost Ager?
It's incredible.
That kid on the box.
Well, I didn't look at the video. I just looked at the picture attached.
What's his problem? Oh, he's really f***ing excited about that, isn't he? Holy f***ing God, it's Hot Wheels!
Well, more of the point, though, it's Hot Wheels that some old dude didn't get to at, you know, like 5:30 this morning, well, long before he ever could have.
They don't care about the box set, stuff like that. They're like...
Well, yeah, but then you can't make an old Hot Wheels dude joke.
This is true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it probably reeks of meth, but...
But what doesn't around here?
This is true. God, officially here. Oh, God. Well, that's just fantastic. That's your first entry is the Hot Wheels set. Great. Good start.
And speaking of Power Rangers, finally have... the female Samurai Red show up, and she's a better actor than the rest of the any of the cast that isn't named Bulk.
Well, I mean, she only had to be in what, two episodes total, so they could afford to spend more money on that actress, probably.
You think they
how better is better?
You think they're like, can you tone it down a little bit? You're really showing up, everybody.
You can actually show emotion.
I'm going to have to watch Shinkanger now. Damn it.
Well, Overtime started subbing it.
Yeah.
And if they go through that, the rate they're going through Time Ranger, you'll have the entire series in about 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, the thing the thing holding up Time Ranger is the encoding.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's your fault, then, isn't it?
No, he doesn't do that for them.
Oh, okay. How much is all encoded into about 4 max?
I am not that insane.
We debate that point.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
So they have four episodes. There's four episodes of Shinkanger is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, they got four.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Giga Beetle, what do you think of all this?
It sure is Power Rangers.
I've actually never seen a full episode of...
What?
Just give it a minute and the Cyloning will wear off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That only happens because he's on a Mac.
Yeah.
And it's only really a problem because Giga Beetle's not used to Mickey's accent to talk to him, so...
Right.
The rest of us can kind of figure out what he's saying when he's doing that, so we don't even really mention it anymore.
It's like when you have, like, the deaf person in your family and... You understand what they say? No?
Well, I don't have a deaf person in my family, so...
We just don't let them talk in ours.
I have deaf co-workers, I guess. That's probably where... Mm.
But yes,
okay, so where were we?
That Hot Wheels set got serving hoses.
No, we'll just let that
serving
go.
Serving hoses. I don't know why that's funny.
Serving hoses.
If the hoses are serviced, then that's...
Okay, so this is like code for fellatio.
Right.
That's okay. Okay. All right. I'm
no.
with you now.
It would just be great if this Hot Wheels set looks exactly like the set they use in the show.
This is the set they use in the show.
They just blue screen them down to be small on it.
No, they don't.
Yet still better than Go Sager.
You
would have to be at least four times as big.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Anytime I can make a Zoolander reference, you know.
But no, Paladin, 4 times 0 is still 0, remember? We talked about this earlier.
Right. And the power change is still in the base.
Because we're the kind of douchebags you want teaching you math.
That's like an intro quote there.
Actually, yeah.
Save that? Okay.
Yes. All right, so did we run out of news? I couldn't tell.
I think so.
Just one other bit.
Oh, God.
Only one more bit.
There's yet another classic Ishinomori hero showing up in another movie war.
Okay.
And this time it's... I don't even know if I can pronounce it right. Inazuman.
What the hell is that?
That thing.
That thing.
It looks like Mr. Manhattan if he ate, like, mustard and grew angry red eyebrows. And put on stripper boots.
And so that, didn't have a giant penis.
Where's the picture of what it used to look like? Or is that what's
Scroll
on the
down
top?
A bit.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Wow. You could almost think of those things as being the same thing. Sort of. What the hell?
Moth eyebrows.
Yeah.
They make them look like a Pokemon.
Well, you know, if they were ever to update the Kikaider suit, they could actually probably make it look pretty decent now.
I'll like his battle thong.
I'm pretty sure an updated Kikaider would be Metalder.
Look, nobody asked you.
It's not entirely wrong, though.
Shut up!
Battle thong.
This is for the Watchmen sequel.
I don't know, there's not enough penis.
Sequel of the Saturday morning cartoon show. Because, you know, he's covered up now.
Thongs make everything better.
See, the only thing I have...
Even stronger?
Well, it totally made that synopsis funnier, didn't it?
By funnier, you mean more painful.
Only for the kid wearing the thong.
No, that looked comfortable enough.
So what you're saying is that thongs are comfy and easy to wear?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, if the stripe is thin enough, you know, and it's got to start at the taint and then go back, you know.
And you don't want one that's got an uneven stripe. I mean, you don't want to come over one cheek.
Right.
Because you need like a triple butt thing, and that just looks odd because it's asymmetrical.
Yeah, you don't want that.
This is entirely more about thongs than I ever thought I wanted to know.
And that's what happens when we don't have news.
Or Ken.
It happens when we do have news, too.
I mean, just, you know, if Ken would have been here for that, he would have just gone off on a whole little fit as soon as we brought up the kid in the thong.
Yeah, that would have been cut off pretty quick.
And then, you know, when I made the Pokemon reference, too, that would have just...
Yeah, that would have gone.
Basically, what we're saying here is Ken's not much fun.
Yeah, so does this mean we're going to get a figure art of this guy? Like a web exclusive?
It's possible.
Maybe.
Hmm. Is he awesome? What does he do?
He apparently wears a thong.
Well, that goes without saying.
I wonder if his antennas are like prehensile, if they can like reach out and tickle people.
That would be awesome.
Stand behind you. Stop it.
Trying to give like a you know, strategy and for how you're gonna, you know, defeat the enemy, and he's a tickle 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 tickle. Stop it.
Man, that'd be one awkward reach around.
Awkward or awesome?
Just think what he'd be doing with his hands at the same time. Wait, what?
What? You know, if you go to your proctologist, and it's okay if they put one shoulder, one hand on your shoulder, but if they put two, you know, in the middle of the exam, well, there you go. What?
So
I get it.
Well done.
Thank you.
No, not you.
The other you.
So, is that the end of the news now, please?
Yeah, that's everything that counts this week. So, like I said, f*** all.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we were able to extend that out to 35 and a half minutes.
Nice. That's what she said.
Right, so anyway, it's time for last week's Busters.
It's time for Special Buster!
Because we didn't get this week's in time.
Nor a Comcast!
Yes, well, that's pretty much what everybody who's ever had Comcast says about Comcast.
That's why that has, like, a term, you know?
Comcastic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny, Comcast tried to make that their tagline.
No, you don't get to take that.
Okay, so I don't know, Paladin. You wanna take that one?
Ryuji's a perv. Next episode.
What is his deal? Like...
Okay, JD, I think you're up.
Oh God. Okay. I'm doing Busters then, is what you're saying?
Apparently so.
God. Okay.
Okay, so where did this episode start?
Well, let's see. This episode starts out with Yoko. Sort of oddly ogling over a teacher she used to have that she's in love with that's getting married, but she's not flipping her shit.
Now wait, Yoko had an actual teacher?
Apparently, which, what? So yeah, so apparently at one point she had a real teacher, and they tried to put her into school, and then the commander, like, screwed up because he, like, told them that she was, like, going to be saving the world one day. So they gave her special treatment, and she took that as affection, and she fell in love with her teacher. But she's, like, cool with it because now she's invited to his wedding, and he's not marrying her. I didn't really understand. Ryuji's, like, flipping his shit because...
He obviously wants to bang Yoko.
Yeah, I know. He's thinking, no, that flower must be saved for me.
No, I think that's Jay.
The dad.
That's what we said.
Yeah,
Right, exactly. It's being the dad. That flower is saved for me. Anyway,
now that sounds more like Jay.
Yeah. Well, you know, internal monologue. It's a little bit different.
This episode would have been better if they had Jay play the groom.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
Hilarious.
So, yeah, and the one person that's not is, like, Masato is like, really? You're her dad. You should be. Anyway. And he's all like, it's cool, man. Anyway, so what happens? Anyway, she talks about that. And then, I don't know what.
They're going to cut to escape.
Yeah, escape. That's what I was going to say. So, escape's all, like, freaking out.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm escaping boring. Then
blah, blah, blah. I'm escape. Where's my papa? Yeah.
She is the worst character.
She's really kind of pointless. especially when she, like, they even ask her, like, point out, like, what is your f***ing motivation in this show?
And she can't actually answer them.
Exactly. We'll get to that. But anyway, so she's come up with this really cool idea to try to find her papa before Enter does, you know. So meanwhile, back on the ranch, the Metaroid shows up, I guess. I don't know. I can't remember. This episode has like no this is a horrible episode, is really. I'll just go ahead and spoil that for you for the most part. It's like semi-Yoko focus and doesn't make any goddamn sense because the Metaroid that shows up is a fucking Tiara Metaroid.
And they missed a golden opportunity to do a Sailor Moon reference.
Yeah, but no. And it's like thing is like shooting Tiaras through brides and then making them hate their husbands-to-be.
Oh, no, no, Metaroid, don't worry about it. That'll happen naturally in, you know, the next few weeks.
I think it's all a metaphor for him breaking their hymens before the husband gets to.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, anyway, but, yeah, so the Metaroid appears and starts screwing stuff up, and then Escape finds her, and did she call her sister for a while? I think that was, the Metaroid calls Escape her sister for a while, and then it turns out to be her dad, and so then it gets really confusing.
And creepy.
Yeah.
Do I hear dueling banjos?
That's only because you live in the
South. You do live in the South.
Beat you to it, ha!
So as another, like, so anyway, of course the Go-Busters get alerted by the boombox.
Yes, like, because hey, the operators are now completely useless.
Douchebags, it's time for the plots. Or, I think that's what it says. I don't know.
So basically, this is every Sentai wedding episode ever.
Yeah.
Except not done as well.
So, yeah, anyway, so they've been attacking weddings, so they stop all the weddings, and then they do the only wedding for like 2 f***ing days. They're like, They basically go to the guy that's going to get married, and his wife, who knows where she goes, because it's just him, and Yoko's like, ah. Oh. So they set up a fake wedding.
You get to marry my teacher 20 times.
20 times, yes.
20 once for every year older he is than me.
Yoko's playing the bride, the commander's playing the father, and then they have useless guy as the minister and useless girl as a bridesmaid, and then Ryu and Masato are the witnesses, I guess, is the way that this all works out.
No, Ryuji's the asshole.
Yeah, he's kind of dickish the whole time. He's like, you're too young for love. You can't love him. He's your teacher. It's f***ing weird. Anyway, and we're all, and everybody else is like, dude, chill. It's okay. It's like, it's going to be cool.
We're all smart enough to realize this is fake. What's your problem?
So.
Maybe you need some more of those ice packs.
So, in typical.
You're obviously overheating.
In typical.
Well, they're in a giant. Well, they're in a greenhouse, so probably he is.
Meanwhile, Escape has been, I guess, working with the Metaroid or something, and she's, like, figuring out how to, like, gather, use the card or incorporate information into herself. And anyway, it's time for upgrades for the bad guys is basically what we're at.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
So we can put them in traditional suits instead of stand-in actors because we're not popular enough to have stand-in actors.
Yeah. And Escape's like, yeah, Inner's doing something, but I don't know what it is. And Inner shows up and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm doing this. And he's like, okay, that's cool, whatever. I guess I'll let you do that. And leaves. What?
Well, it's not like he's been doing any better.
Yeah. And then later, so we go back to the wedding. And in typical GoBuster fashion, they continue to slam their head into a brick wall repeatedly. Their face is bleeding. There's blood because they've done this for 20 f***ing times. They've canceled every wedding in the city, and they keep doing the wedding ceremony over and over again, and they cannot figure out that the damn Metroid is not going to show up. So they just keep going. Until a woman in black shows up. Who could it be? It has Escape. And she,
so her upgrade form was a bride?
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
She tried to pull, like, the opening of... no, I can't remember the name of that movie. Anyway, she tries to blow up a wedding.
Titanic?
No, yes. That. My wife would kill me. It's one of her favorite movies. But anyway, Kill Bill.
Well, it's your wife's problem if Titanic is one of her favorite movies, not yours.
Yeah, I'm going to start with XV on this. No,
not Titanic. She hates Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Kill Bill is one of her favorite.
Okay,
movies.
For a minute there, I was thinking a whole lot less of Amanda than I used to. But no, that's fine. That's fine.
I was trying to think of the title of Kill Bill, and that's the movie that I was talking about.
And she would have killed you because you couldn't think of the title of her favorite movie. Okay, yeah.
And instead came up with Titanic.
Kill Jim, kill Don.
No, we don't want to kill Don.
Anyway.
Don's old enough. He'll die on his own before too long.
Oh, God. He's got another solid year or two.
Yeah, this is a real cheerful episode.
So anyway, so she shows. So it's Escape. Spoiler. And she like starts shooting up the wedding party. Everybody runs in the action. They're like, "You two useless people, go back to the base." And then like the groom's guy is like, "I want to help," and they're like, "Are you f***ing stupid?" You've got nothing. You can't help. We're GoBusters.
And we still can't do anything.
Sit your ass down. He's like, okay. So he sits down. So they go to fight. And that's the fight. And so there's a little bit of fighting, and which is nothing truly spectacular for the most part. Of course, mid-fight, Escape gets really pissed off.
And it's morphing time.
And it's morphing time for her as she goes into, like, hyperspace and does her form change. Yay. I like the one scene that accentuated her breasts for some reason.
Her breasts that have her giant boob glasses on them.
Yes.
Because it's Japan.
Boob yeah. Glasses.
And then Enner's like, huh, she upgraded her form at the risk of destroying herself. Interesting. Hmm.
It's Escape, so we don't care.
No.
Pretty much.
So anyway, I pretty much figured out the rabbit kick is virtually, well, it sucks. Because every time she tries to use it, it gets blocked. Yeah, I know.
It's like AG's rider kick.
Yeah, it's like every time she tries to use the kick, it gets blocked. So it's like, well, damn.
Yoko used rabbit kick. Yoko kept going and crashed.
There you go.
God. So, and Yuji's got the big arm thing, but he had to have Jay and Masato actually, like, hold it still while I punch it in the head. Yeah. So, that was exciting. Anyway, Megazord fight was actually not bad.
It was different.
Like action to most episodes of Rider.
Yeah,
this is like the worst Megazord fight we've had that didn't involve the big combination.
Well, I kind of liked at least his variation with the motorcycle kind of bit.
But it was just shots of the motorcycle riding around and him swinging a sword and then cutting to a monster blowing up.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as the monster fight, I mean, I did kind of like some of the parts where he was, like, evading the flying Tira things and then shooting them, even though he wasn't actually moving the gun and the lasers just went in different directions, which... Okay, so that wasn't great, but...
This is like that time we talked Wingus out of liking Eternal.
I didn't say I said it wasn't bad. I didn't say it was good.
No, it was pretty bad.
This is like that one episode of Voyager.
So anyway, they of which I think this, if you want to talk about just like an add-on to an existing suit, they just put a f***ing tiara on one of the. There you go. No really even cool special attacks. It just gets a tiara. So anyway, they
blow that up. Dead.
So they blow that up. And then Yoko, I couldn't understand what the f*** Yoko was talking about at the end of this episode. Something about how she loved her teacher, but she didn't because she realized that she was in love with an idea of him or something. I don't know.
The bug.
Okay. Now, the whole point was that she realized while talking to Escape that she didn't actually love her teacher because Escape truly loves Messiah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And that goes back to the point I was making earlier, which is that in mid fight, Yoko's like, "What the f*** are you doing? Like, why do you even do this?" And she's like, "I don't know. I just fight." And then Yoko, I guess, from that takes that, I don't know, the undying devotion or some bullshit. But still, it's basically Escape saying that there's no fucking point to her. Zero motivation whatsoever.
She's saying what we're all thinking.
Her motivation is the script says to do this. Good times. So there you go.
So yeah, this was a pretty bad episode.
Yeah, it was not inspiring, put that way. Is that less than the length of the episode, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that was like 14 minutes.
Finally.
I'm amazed.
I am too, to be honest.
Hey, Gigabeel, did you die yet?
No.
Just his respect for us, did.
Yeah. I never had.
That's great, because now you get to do Wizard.
This is why you never pull the curtain back. Magica, magica,
magica, something! Yeah, who's doing Wizard?
I said Gigabeetle.
Yeah. Yeah. Trial by fire.
Let's not make Gigabeetle do it.
Good idea.
And I finally found a Viacon last week.
What the f***, dude?
Welcome to the conversation, for that.
What the f***ing bullshit is that? Holy balls. Finally got that pimple in my taint.
Oh, great. The show is broken.
Oh, my God. I almost shit myself.
So what are we doing?
What the f*** are we doing? Gigabeetle Wizard.
Now, I don't see how Wizard can be any better than that.
At two times did we reach a point where we could have just finished the show and no one would have complained.
Noticed.
Yeah.
So, Wizard?
I can do Wizard if the f***ing thing loads up.
There's a vote of confidence.
Alright, it looks like it's starting.
You're on Ken style.
Yeah, why the hell not? It's not like we could do anything else wrong this week.
Yeah, we pretty much hit the high points, I think.
with a shovel.
Man.
Okay, so there's a flashback to how Phoenix came back from the dead last time.
That was important.
Yeah, because we just couldn't figure out that Phoenix gets reborn. They really had to explain this for us.
Though, however, well, it did give the awesome chance for a little discussion between him and Medusa over that. You know, he's just going to keep going at it. So you're just going to keep losing?
Which is probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they introduce another Phantom.
In which case, Phoenix will lose and he just won't come back.
Yes, the new Phantom will probably shit in his ashes or something. Meanwhile, they bring up the police force they mentioned back at the beginning but haven't been referenced since then. Because, yay, this plot point still exists for some reason.
Suspense.
Because they have to remind us how much more awesome the police were in Kuga than in Wizard.
Well, it's not working.
Screw you.
No, I'd say it actually is.
And it turns out the police force have a Thunderstone.
Actually, wouldn't that be a leaf stone?
Yeah, it's a leaf stone.
No, there's no leaf in the middle of it.
Well, there's no lightning bolt in the middle of it either.
Yeah.
The Thunderstone is green. The leaf stone is kind of, you know, clear.
What? Thunderstone is yellow.
That's an Everstone.
Thunderstone, that's yellow.
No, an Everstone is just a rock.
It was a big rock.
Not really. They have to hold it.
I thought it kind of looked like, you know, that thing they fused with clay doll? You know that prop? They probably had it dry up, and then they were like, oh, it looks like a rock now. Let's reuse it.
Yeah, that's about the budget.
That's more likely.
Well, in that case, though, where's Ryubei to yell out extreme for, like, 5 minutes straight?
They have three extreme! More upgrades to go,
like, remember? Wait.
10?
What? What?
What?
I have no idea what just happened there.
That was awesome.
It was extreme.
It was very extreme.
A stroke.
An extreme stroke?
It's possible it was, considering this show.
The only strokes we have on this show are, well...
The sour cream kind.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, like masturbation.
Yes. Thank you.
It was a sex joke.
We might not have gotten it.
Hey, Giga Beetle, do they have Doritos in Sweden?
Now they do. It's like they brought it over, and it's like a thing now. I don't know.
Okay, try eating Doritos with sour cream.
No. Mm-hmm.
No?
Actually,
come on, haven't you done enough to him?
You know what, actually, one thing I do like is Doritos with macaroni and cheese.
What the f***?
That's what I want to know.
You dip the Doritos in the mac and cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that working.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, if the macaroni and cheese doesn't
Doritos
suck.
Cream before.
Did you say whipped cream?
There you go, Giga Beetle. There's a live challenge for you. Like, right in person.
This is the worst.
It's super isn't it? Mime. Of course it is.
And we're mildly sorry.
Nah.
Yeah, thank you, Paladin.
How do you know that was Paladin and not Fort Max? You said they sound alike.
No, I'm just guessing.
He's good, though. That's better than me.
Shut up, Ken.
So, back on Wizard.
Alright, Hiromu's out phantom hunting, so the NSA comes in to arrest Uncle.
We know what you've been downloading.
Man, that old man is short. That's all I could think. I was like, oh, it's a hobbit. It's okay. Tiny people, I'm not
That's
people.
How he knows about magic rings.
That's right. We figured it out.
Inception. World within world. But it's true anyway. Don't you shrink as you get old?
I think so.
Plus, you know, he really is old and people used to be smaller back then.
On the other hand, if that was true, Don would be gnome-sized.
Yeah, and Don's actually really tall.
How tall is Ken?
Ken looks like he is 4'11".
He does. He looks like a short person, doesn't he? I mean, you can't.
And now he's reached this point where he's getting shorter.
But I have no idea how tall Ken is because I've never met him.
Yeah, I mean, he could be 6'2" for all we know. It's just that, you know, I've got that 4'11" feel going on, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Cause it's
tall size is that in a real measurement?
Fuck.
Like 60 centimeters, I think.
Is it?
Or no, no, that would be 2 feet.
So 120 centimeters.
Feet, 2 meters.
No, it'd be like 100.
Hang chalice then.
So 4.
150.
9.
What?
1.5 meters.
Oh wow.
Sounds about right, isn't it?
A meter is like roughly around 3 feet, ain't it?
39
yeah.
inches
ish.
Yeah.
Unless you divide by zero.
4.9 feet equal to 1.49 meters.
Except February, which has 28.
Right.
It's not 4.9 feet.
And sometimes why?
What would you say?
9/12.
Okay, Fort Max.
Decimal.
Wait. Yeah, Fort Max.
Are you using fractions?
Fort Max, you're the engineering student here. How would you express 9/12 as a decimal?
Probably as something repeating.
Yeah, but it's probably something repeating, but what? Like,
9/12 is 0.75.
I said 4/11.
Ah.
So 0.9 out of 12.
Pay no attention to the Fort Max.
We never
do. Try.
Please, if you design a f***ing bridge or something, please tell me one. Then go not to f***ing drive over it.
I'll make sure to tell you that it's on I-35 between Oklahoma City and Dallas.
Shay.
It just wouldn't be superhero time without Fort Max.
I hate it when he gets a good one.
I know, right?
Hot.
He's not supposed to be clever.
No.
Okay, so hobbits.
You're listening to Superhero Time, going completely off subject.
Meanwhile, on topic.
The movie's not out for another month. Oh, yeah, Wizard, right.
Oh, this is where they redact the old man.
Yeah.
Yes, and Rinko proves to be the wussiest police officer ever.
No.
This is a new thing?
Hey, you guys. Hey.
Hey, I know your name.
Should
I ask what you're doing or should I just stand here?
When the door was moving away from her. That takes special skills.
By special.
I mean special.
You mean Shunpei special.
Yeah, we mean Olympic.
You're retarded.
Meantime, Haruto can't come back because there is a new phantom running around. The Gargoyle Phantom.
Oh, it's okay. They can just leave it alone and Disney will destroy it by themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Put it on Fox. Surely that will...
Now, which one of the Next Generation cast was this one voiced by?
We got someone random from like one episode.
They got that guy from that one episode of Voyager.
Oh, it's obvious. Jeffrey Combs.
He wasn't in Next Generation, though.
No.
He played all the roles in Next Generation and the original series.
It was one of those guys from that episode where it's like they have the second string officers and. Yeah, that one.
Oh, Voyager.
Was it Voyager? Voyager have an episode like that? Surely they did.
Yeah, they had like 140-something of them.
Well, the whole, yeah, I was going to say, that's what the entire series is. And then it's all about second-string officers trying to command a ship. In the middle of nowhere. It's like my vacation, really. So
the gargoyle costume is, well, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah. It earns points for creativity for, like, having the suit actor's head not in the head of the monster.
Yeah, but the guy he was attacking was still looking at his hump. His lovely lady hump.
Well, can you blame him?
No.
I'm still trying to figure out...
Except for the fact that he jammed his head into that guy's chest by accident. That tiny head. Whoops. Not that tiny head.
No.
He is trying to sit on Wizard's face during this battle, isn't he?
Come on.
Well, someone was hard.
Well, I think my favorite part of that fight was he just, like, launched himself at Wizard. Turn into a rock.
And apparently Land Style has super strength.
Yeah, that was a new thing.
Sure, why not?
Like Hina-chan level strength.
No, he used it for something.
Yeah.
Mm.
The same thing she used it for.
Point. I really like the point, though, where he uses the big ring and just tries to smack him like a cockroach. Which is a terrible idea, because if you were trying to smack your hand down on a big, sharp, pointy rock...
That's what I was waiting for. He slammed his hand down like, ah! But no.
Yeah. There's another good use of the big ring later on, but...
I would have an excellent use for it, but...
Yeah, well, we went over that as soon as we learned there was going to be a big ring.
I don't get it.
Penis.
Oh.
That's an intro quote now, isn't it?
It is now that you said that, Paladin, yes.
All the subtlety has left our jokes tonight. This is awesome.
There's subtlety in our jokes?
Well, there you go. Whatever was left of it, anyway.
Speaking of subtlety in jokes, Giga Beetle, I'm kind of curious. Skyrider snuff?
What?
Why are you killing Figuard Skyrider over and over again?
He's not. Figuard Skyrider is obviously committing suicide, but I'm just curious why.
Actually, there's no reason for it. I mean, I looked at the V3 effect part and I was like, looks like blood. Let's blow some brains. That's my entire thought process.
That explanation is both awesome and terrifying.
Well, and dying, it wouldn't be V3 doing it.
Well, and the whole...
He'd blow his brain out. It would just be puffs of cocaine. That's how I want to die.
Best episode in a long time.
Oh, God.
All right, back to Wizard.
Aww. So Haruto rescues the gate, and I have to wonder what the people at the donut cart think about him constantly buying treats for young, underage people.
Oh, they just probably think he's Elmo. Ha! Huh.
Topical.
Oh, man, that is topical.
Man.
That joke will never be dated.
No. Oh, God.
Well, it's not like anyone's going to listen to it.
Well, Giga Beetle would have if he wasn't on this show.
No, I'm pretty sure he's still going to listen to it anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Only because I'm in it.
It'll be on repeat.
Also, what are the people in the background doing in that scene?
I don't know. Some waving at him, though. It's like, get the f*** out. I'm like, what? I don't know what they're doing. They're just sitting there. Get the f*** out.
It's Japan. Stuff like that happens all the time.
Yes. You had your donut. Get the f*** out.
I bet you she wasn't even supposed to be on there. She's an actor. She thought it was actually a donut cart.
Yeah. Like, no donuts.
In the scene. Go away.
This is Kamen Rider. What the f*** is like, Kamen Rider? Get the f*** out.
We got a show while we're with our donuts.
Maybe one of them is actually trying to sneak up to the camera and say, hi, Mom.
Recording Kamen Rider. What's that? Is it a commercial? No, get the f*** out. Well, okay, it is kind of a commercial. Get the f*** out.
It's just a half hour commercial.
They thought it was a craft service table.
People, meanwhile, are going back and, like, checking the video. They're like, did he really? Was there somebody doing that? Were they waving? They were waving at those people. Wow.
So, meanwhile, the NSA.
For a second, I thought they were getting ready to torture the old guy into making the ring. No. You know, they have that whole table layout of, like, wire cutters and shit.
Nipple twisters.
Yeah, they should start asking him if it was safe.
Yeah, safe port is Oklahoma.
Oh, that guy who plays him is apparently 160 centimeters tall. In feet, wow. That's something.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is. That ain't nothing in feet.
Okay. Centimeters.
So that's like 5'3".
To feet.
Okay, where how many centimeters? This information of how tall this actor was. What kind of stalking website are you going to?
Japan.
What is? How many centimeters?
160.
160.
Is that his blood type?
He's 5'. Yes,
because they do that in Japan.
5.
Because blood type speaks to character or some shit.
Yeah, it's pretty popular in Asia too, because I think they do it in Korea and like a lot of the StarCraft players and stuff I've watched.
Look,
like,
if you've seen the double net videos.
Wait, I want to hear. No, not the. Or
was,
say
no,
about
this
StarCraft.
Was the Deno's net movies that had that, wasn't it?
If your blood type is AB positive, your best friend is Kabuto. Your lover will be Seronaz. Wow. Isn't that how those go?
Yeah.
I can't make sure nobody's best friend is Kabuto.
No. He's walking out to heaven. He doesn't have best friends.
Just give him his assets.
Now, Tsurugi, he's at the top of being best friends.
It's finally starting to get writer jokes. This is good.
But no, JD, Gigabyte wanted to hear about that StarCraft thing you were talking about.
No, yeah, like the Korean StarCraft players, too. It says, like on their profiles, too, it'll say their blood type and stuff. Because yeah, it's basically like another form of horoscope kind of stuff. So it's another form of like astrology.
Unless your mom would use to look at the stars.
Yeah.
Well, it's more accurate because it's inside you.
Right.
Duh.
It's actually your blood. even though it's
makes
complete
total sense.
Even though it's absolutely not true, it makes sense even though it doesn't. So yes. So in that respect, yes. It's completely false.
I can understand it being used for fictional aspects, like with, you know, characters. I find that somewhat alarming to think of like real people putting their blood types out there though.
Oh my god, hey Mickey, you're such a B negative right now.
You should be positive.
God damn it, I'll destroy all of you.
Now I call that A negative.
Oh.
Blood. It's not funny, it's sticky and gross and it gets everywhere.
Oh, just put some dishwashing liquid on it.
Oh, but right, we were talking about torturing old Hobbit guy.
Right.
Oh, right, I have to go back in the episode.
So Rinko tries to walk in and bust him out when Haruto and the gate show up because the gate needs to talk to Twerpy Glasses Officer. Kizaki, I guess. I couldn't remember his name and I didn't really care enough to look it up.
I can't remember if they're in a police station or like some ancient old hotel from a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. I think they use this set as police headquarters in Agito also.
Isn't there this where they found that death dopant in that movie that was dummy? But
it
with
could
different
be.
Lighting?
Oh.
Wait, they reuse sets?
Yeah, no.
They reuse that wedding temple in Go Busters all the time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. It just shatters your world, doesn't it? The veil has been lifted and now you see the truth. Hmm.
So the Fed comes down the stairs with Rinko and sees them down there.
And the gate wants to know if he killed his father.
The Gila douche, I mean.
Go yeah. On. Right you are, Ken.
Yes. Yes! Oh, we're in a roll tonight, I'm telling you. We're on fire.
Hell yeah.
But the NSA guy all freaks out on Haruto saying something like, you told him he was a gate? What are you, retarded?
Like, hey, brother, I'm just here helping people out, bringing hope and peace
to
the world.
It instantly says that, hey, this guy already knew this guy was a gate before the monster even attacked him.
Yeah. Which raises the question, how could he know that?
The same way Kogami got all those cell medals.
Mm-hmm. He read the script.
Lazy story writing?
Well, I was going to say, it means we'll never find out how it works because they're going to rewrite the series halfway through. Yeah. And then again, 5 episodes later.
Well, you say that now, but just remember, time judges all.
Look,
no,
I'll pay...
continue that.
You know, the series started out great and it had a lot of potential, and then they rewrote it, and now it sucks.
Anyway, I'll take the O's insert song joke over the magic word joke.
Please. God damn it. Yes.
That.
Genius.
There's a difference, though, because Paladin didn't call it the magic word.
No.
So there. Now, carry on, please.
Well, since you... I will.
God damn it!
Little does he know, that was a setup so that I could do something very bad with that line later on.
You're going to leave it in? Because that's very bad.
That was a good note.
Are you just going to leave that in? Slide it out, would you?
Just a tip.
So the gist of it is that Kenzaki considers Haruto an abomination because, hey, he has a phantom inside him too. And to be honest, he's not completely wrong. Because obviously the dragon wants to break out and kill everything.
At the same time, he's stupid because we see that the police can do all to fight these monsters.
Yes. They try to take out the gargoyle with regular guns. Guns don't do shit in Kamen Rider.
They didn't do shit against the putties in the first episode.
Guns killed nothing.
The only time bullets were effective in Kamen Rider is in Kuga when they actually developed special bullets to kill Grongi. The standard issue stuff is useless.
Even Agito with and G3X with his giant chain gun didn't really do that much.
Oh no, G3X's chain gun was somewhat effective, not as much as the RPG, of course, but it would get the job done on occasion. See, that's why they had to upgrade
regular bullets, though, because obviously they spent a lot of money on that.
I wouldn't really call an RPG a regular bullet.
Okay, so y'all have seen Agito. Is G3 kind of a joke in it, or is he badass?
G3 is kind of a joke for the first half until the upgrade when he becomes badass.
But the guy inside the suit is pretty badass.
When he's not being a joke.
Even if he can do shit during the
fights. You know, an RPG is like a regular bullet, like a grenade is a regular rock.
Except it's not a very big rock.
Yeah.
So they don't throw it at him.
But no, the whole thing with G3 is from the original idea that this would be a loose sequel to Kuga, G3 is based on all the stuff they learned fighting Grongi, which really meant all when the unknowns came around and none of the weapons worked.
And they get the idea to upgrade the suit after the lead designer drinks like 6 pints of beer.
So there you go.
Okay.
Back we to learned Wizard. Something.
Yes, back to Wizard, please.
I'm not falling for the setup twice. Wizard busts out dragon style because they still have toys to sell and apparently kills the gargoyle.
No.
He gets away.
He even said he got away.
So it just appeared to be killed?
You jumped off screen. You skipped the part 2 where he used Big on the sword.
Yeah. He did do that.
So that he's copying cool. to recognize Enzo now?
Although this was much bigger.
Yeah, it was enormous.
And it was on his, and he used it on his sword.
So apparently Dragon Style can let him use the rings that he otherwise wouldn't use?
Yes, Dragon Style makes him more creative. I'm still pissed that Forze never did Gatling Chainsaw combo in Cosmic States.
God, that would have been amazing. That's too much win, though. I mean, you can't just... That's so much win. It's the idea of, like, hundreds of chainsaws flying at you. Oh, it makes me hard just thinking about it.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. But even better if they're like little chainsaws, like they're only like an inch.
A chainsaw, you know? A chainsaw that shoots chainsaws at you?
No, it'd just be a Gatlin, but it just shoots little chainsaws. So they just go like through you. Totally good for a kid's show. Totally legit for a kid's show.
Okay, so Gargoyle gets away.
How is that any worse than, say, having a chainsaw on your foot and using it to cut monsters?
Well, the monsters have armor, so, you know, that's okay.
That explanation doesn't really work.
I'm just going with it.
It is what it is.
So next week we find out if Kenzaki's a murderer and another terrible CGI dragon fight.
I guess we're back to the underworld.
Yay.
So they can only afford that every 10 episodes.
So I figured out one of my problems with Haruto's character.
Okay.
He doesn't do anything when he's not being wizard.
Yeah.
Philip and Shotaro were detectives. Gintaro was a high school student. Eiji
was a hobo.
A hobo.
His full-time job
was a photographer.
Well,
Ruto
was
nothing when he's not.
Decade was sort of a photographer. He was. Decade's more like a dick who carried around a camera.
Yeah, but Kabuto didn't do anything either, did he?
He was a chef.
Not
and a doctor.
I mean,
and a soccer player.
Yeah,
he was the best at everything.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like he didn't really do anything other than be awesome. So, you know.
Well, he didn't have to. He was awesome.
To him is that cooking kept coming back again and again and again. It was a huge part of him.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, and that's an
You know, Tendo was good at everything. He apparently had no need for money in a conventional sense, so he just focused on the stuff he really enjoyed, which was cooking.
Right. I mean, and that's awesome and all.
Yeah.
And it was a way to get catering on set.
Wow! That whole series now just kind of sharply comes into focus, doesn't it?
It would have been a good idea if they had a similar idea for this show and made Haruto run the donut cart and just cook donuts for everyone.
Now, what would I do, aside from just be awesome?
I bet that bony motherfucker is going to be fat by the end of the series, though, eating all those donuts. It'd be awesome.
It's like Mac from Always Sunny.
Eventually, he'll have gut hanging over that belt.
Yeah, if they made Haruto run in the donut cart, that would have fixed, like, all the problems immediately.
Yeah.
Of course, then Uncle would be played by the donut vendor.
He works at the ring shop.
Yes.
You know, because...
No, he doesn't work at the...
Jewelry maker / donut maker.
Now, of course, actually, the best part of Uncle is that when he's kidnapped is that he really isn't doing anything. He's just eating all their food.
Yeah, of course, he's a hobbit. We established this.
I like the part where they come in and they're like, you know, if you need anything to help you make this, let us know. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. Guy's eating his soup. Yeah, sure, buddy. I'll get right
I'll
on
later.
And, of course, they don't even say anything about what they want the ring to do. They just say, hey, make a ring.
Well, maybe they know that they can't really decide what the ring's going to do. It just kind of does what it does when it's made.
Maybe they already know it's going to make Dragon Wind style.
Yeah.
Well, the only way they can find out what it does is if Haruto holds it up to his crotch.
Well, yeah.
That's how I found out how things work.
I do that all the time.
That was my greatest success.
I get a new object. I'm not sure what it does. I hold it up to my nuts. Look, Mom. It's a ball holder. No, it's not. It's a... My nuts go perfectly in there. Go watch that and put it back in the cupboard.
So yeah, that's Wizard.
Okay then.
Best episode ever. Poor Ken missed out. Man.
Yeah, that only took 45 minutes.
So basically between the two, we still balanced out to the normal amount of time. So me going faster than normal was all about you.
Well, no. Now, if you'd gone at the normal rate, we would still be in the middle of Wizard.
That's true. Wow.
No, I this show always ends up taking about the same time to record, no matter how much we actually have to discuss.
I feel like our patience for actually recording than anything else.
Okay, well, on that note, let's take a break and we'll come back and do power playback.
Superhero time.
Well, since you said the magic word,
ruining jokes for everyone.
Man, I don't know if I can last much longer. Come on, hang in there.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
Okay, so this week on Power Playback, it's a special presentation, the only subbed episode of Gridman ever to exist. And probably the one that
I watched, it's pretty obvious why.
Yeah, I got done and like, this.
Probably the only one that will ever exist.
Well, Gridman is busy with Skyrider, so...
Oh, that's okay, because Skyrider just killed himself. Twice.
It was a bad day for Skyrider. he woke up and went, I'm Skyrider.
Yeah, this is worse than that day all the old riders showed up and beat his ass.
Yeah. Remember that day when I got my ass beat by all a bunch of old guys? This sucks. Sucks to be me. Damn it.
So Fort Max in his bunny hat persona produced Raws for all of Gridman, apparently, and somebody decided to sub the first episode just for the heck of it.
And watching it, it becomes immediately clear that Gridman is one of those shows that was vastly improved by being translated into English.
Tim Curry solves everything.
And amazingly enough, a Lawrence brother was beneficial to this. Who would have guessed?
Wow.
Yeah. And this show also suffers by not having the cafeteria lady.
Yeah. Or Malcolm Frink.
Well, they had Japanese Malcolm Frink.
He is no Malcolm Frink.
It's not the same.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he's not as much...
He was more of a Malcolm Frink than this guy.
Okay, then. All right, Mickey, so why don't you run down the episode for us?
Okay, so annoyingly bland Japanese teenager number one rides his Huffy home to the basement. Where his two friends have built a computer together out of discarded cereal boxes and keychain noisemakers. And in a fit of utter inspiration, they named the computer Junk, which speaks highly of their self-worth. So the next day...
What?
Can't admit that they're honest, though. They realize it's junk.
Yeah.
Oh, and they dumpster dive for it.
Do they have
odd
dumpsters?
Coincidence. Odd coincidence, that was the working title for this show.
What, dumpster dive?
Yes, dumpster dive.
The next morning, annoying teenager number one comes down to breakfast, and mom says, hey, where's your brother? Go wake him up. So he goes upstairs, and his brother's like, I'm dying.
Man, when he pulled that shirt up, I was half expecting, like, an alien to go, wah! That would have been awesome. It didn't happen.
So a quick ambulance ride to the hospital, and the doctor quickly assesses that his appendix has burst, and we're going to have to cut you. Give me a knife.
This guy's bedside manner is horrible.
Well, he is Japanese.
He's setting up these kids bullshit. He's going to tell them what he's going to do, and they're not going to argue.
Yeah.
We're going to cut, but you're going to like it.
It'll be over fast. You won't notice it.
And we're not going to give you quite enough sedatives, so you'll be conscious and remember the whole thing.
Right. You'll be unconscious enough that you won't be able to move, but you'll be conscious enough that you'll remember.
Yeah, they're going to give you enough of the paralytic, but they're not going to actually put you all the way under.
And after that, we're going to operate on you.
Nice.
So about this time, annoying teenager number one realizes, I am late for school and they're going to execute me.
So I'm going to call bullshit on that, because any kid would use that as an excuse to not go to school.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like your brother is about to have a major operation. Oh, man, we better get to class.
Well, this is Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to keep the math scores up.
Yep.
These are not normal children.
Obviously.
Don't die, brother. We'll be back.
So in the hallway at the school, a annoying teenage girl bumps into creepy stalker psycho Japanese.
There's one in every Japanese school.
I'm sure there's more than one.
And so he fumbles about for the words and then never ends up even trying to give her his love note.
Which is awesome.
Love note or a ransom note?
Well...
Well, I'm sure his love note says something like, I want to eat your hair, so you'll always be a part of me.
Well, now, to be fair, even if he ate her hair, she wouldn't always be a part of him, because he's just going to poop it out in about 24 hours anyway.
Yeah. And it's just going
to
be a tank.
Why would it be a ransom note? The ransom note would be given to her family afterwards, so...
Well, you know, he could just be a really inept kidnapper.
He may have, like, the order screwed up. I mean, let's be fair. The dude was trying to give her a love note, and he f***ed that up so bad that he blamed her.
You know,
for
I just...
rejecting the note that he didn't even take out of his pocket.
No, you know, I could kind of see this. He'd be all like, hey, look, I don't know how to get a hold of your parents, so could you give them this ransom note and then come back here so I could kidnap you? That would really help me out.
He's the worst villain ever.
No, he's not in Ghost Eager.
Ooh.
So, while he's crying on the inside, he comforts his outside by playing the shittiest World of Warcraft game ever.
Well,
and he
well,
talks
it
to
was...
his monsters and makes his monsters talk back to him.
It was 1992, I mean. Or 3, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hops on his Amiga.
You sure it wasn't a Tandy?
Cartoon monsters.
He's got, like, 4 screens, too. What the hell is that?
I know. What computer back then could support that many monitors?
Dumpster diving?
He actually had 6 computers supporting that many monitors.
So what happened to the other 2?
Well, those are big monitors, so.
He's
it took
got
2 monitors for 1 screen.
He's using some of them as servers. He got his computer ideas from Kilby.
Okay, I get it. He's Japanese Kilby.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And shouldn't he have more caffeine?
Yeah, he's definitely not chewing enough caffeine tablets.
Well, maybe they introduced that aspect of his personality in a later episode that we'll never see.
Did they have caffeine tablets in 92?
Surely.
I think that's straight up myth.
Well, even if they didn't have caffeine tablets back then, you know, they could just, like, boil down Mountain Dew into a concentrated syrup.
God!
Why would you bother doing that? Just take the syrup, the things of the syrup that they have under the soda machines.
Because then he gets to leave his house.
Serious question. Can you actually make syrup out of Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I mean, you just boil most of the water away.
Yeah.
I know what I'm eating for breakfast.
I think it's also possible to buy Mountain Dew syrup, because I've seen several beer recipes based around it.
Well, people have to be able to buy it, because that's what restaurants have
in their taps.
Yeah.
It's mixed, carbonated water is mixed into the syrup.
Yeah.
But if you would like to buy it at a hugely inflated price, you could just buy a 2-liter and boil it down to about a cup of Mountain Dew syrup. Or you could buy 2 liters and boil it down to, I don't know how much that would be in real people measurements, but it would be not much.
Right.
Well, while fake Malcolm Frank is playing his computer game.
No, he's Japanese Brian Kilby.
Well, Japanese Brian Kilby is playing his computer game. Lightning storm happens.
And he also has the trolling aspect down, too. He's both Kilby. He's both himself and the monster.
Well, no, actually that kind of works, because in original RFC, Brian had the computer synthesizer voice that was also him. So it's actually a perfect analogy.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better, really.
Okay, so he's just Kilby from here on out.
Yeah. Okay, so carry on.
Okay, so Kilby is playing his computer game when unexplained lightning storm happens and suddenly creates evil Shredder and... the digital world, and his plans to take over File Island or some shit. I don't know.
I just have to say, when he's shocked off his computer chair, that's the softest fall I've ever seen. Like, he lays down.
No, I think pretty much Philip had the soft fall pretty much down. Like, oh, I'm not conscious, and yet I'm catching myself as I hit the floor.
Yeah, it does kind of look like he's just diving into bed to take a nap.
Maybe that's where he sleeps. He probably spent all his money on the computers.
Well, it's just also Japan. They usually sleep on the floor.
Yeah, they sleep on the floor anyway.
So let's see. In 1993, computers like that would have cost about $2,000 each. That's some expensive shit right there.
Yeah.
And I do mean shit.
Hey, those had 2 gigabyte hard drives.
Yeah.
No,
how would you ever fill that up?
No, at that point, it was probably still like 150 megabytes.
That had like 3K of RAM.
Yeah, well, you gotta have the good stuff if you're gonna play amazing games like The Castle of Torture.
So I admit, it does have very good video rendering capabilities. Look at how good Helicon looks there.
Yeah.
I play the LARP version of that on Saturdays at Sasha's Dungeon, but it's a little bit different.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Oh, about the point of the episode where things start getting to crazy town.
Or like Sasha's Dungeon. Where is that?
So Kilocon uses his magic Kilocon ray to turn the cartoon monster into a real monster, who starts stomping all over Tronville. And the immediate result of this in the real world is that thunderclouds gather, and the hospital starts shooting lasers across the room, and pots and pans start flying everywhere.
Well, obviously they had the laser set to everywhere, and the pots and pans, well, hooked up the computers.
It's very simple. They forgot to hook up the doll. See, that's what...
I don't understand. Why is bedpans flying around from a computer virus?
Because they're computerized bedpans.
Yeah, they forgot. No, they forgot to. Did no one see Weird Science? They forgot to hook up
the doll. It's the far-flung future of 1993. Bedpans are computerized now.
Is this like those refrigerators you can tweet from?
Or else they misdiagnosed him and he needs an exorcism instead of an appendix.
How much of not understanding the world is like, you know, putting the ability to tweet from your fridge? That's some kind of corporate dumbass decision right there. We'll put it where you can tweet from the fridge. Like, what? No.
Now, to be fair, though, if you had to choose between two fridges for the same price and one of them you could tweet from, which one would you pick?
The one I can't tweet from because that's retarded.
No, you pick the one you can tweet from because it's retarded.
I mean, if it's the same price, then yeah, I would take the one I could tweet from.
I'm tweeting from my refrigerator.
But in fairness, the one you can tweet from is more likely more expensive. Well, at least for the first year.
But when it goes on clearance because no one buys it.
Right, then that might be a good deal.
No, it's like a voting with your wallet situation. You don't want to tell them that this is something you find acceptable, so you don't buy it.
Well, that's why you buy it on clearance, because then you're telling them it's not worth doing. America.
But yeah, so, digital bedpans.
Well, the hospital is trying to kill little Timmy. they decide this must be computer problems. Because, like we discussed, computers cause flying bedpans.
Yeah, I know this one time I got a virus on my computer and knives and shit started flying around my house. I didn't think we were going to get rid of it.
That was just your wife throwing them at you.
This is true. That's actually probably true.
It would have been worse if the computer in the sex room went haywire. Dildos everywhere.
God, yeah, I know. Imagine if I was down at Sasha's Dungeon and they got a virus there. Oh, jeez.
So the kids run back home to solve the hospital's problems with their junk computer.
So they get on their modem and phone into the hospital's computer.
Which will take 3 hours to log in because it's a f***ing modem, and by that point the kid's certainly dead.
Don't die, brother. We're going to go home and go on our crap-ass computer and fix the hospital's complicated computer system. These kids
are... They hop on their, you know, 1200 baud modem.
They hook the mount. They hook the hamster up to the power supply.
Okay,
go,
okay.
Buddy, go.
Okay, where'd you put the Prodigy disc?
You've got mail.
Lightning strikes, though, and soon Servo was built in wireframe. And
well, he was already built in wireframe. He was their guard. He was the guardian. They decided that. Kid number two decided
that's
to make
this is where the, this is where they use Microsoft Paint to color him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kid number one gets his lame wristwatch.
And then and Gridman says that he needs the kid inside him in order to climax, and so
yeah, I was gonna say, is this point when like cursor goes flying out of the screen and then it's no? Okay.
This is the point when the kid gets dressed up in spandex.
Yeah. For no reason.
Digital spandex.
Yeah. It's like the bodysuits they wear in Time Ranger just before they're going to transform.
I need to combine with you.
Here, let's put merge. This on.
Put this on. I want to combine with you.
It's like, and of course, he can't hear him either because, well,
no
they
microphone.
Apparently don't have a mic set up.
Then he responds.
Oh, gee, where have we heard that problem before?
Mm-hmm. Did they film this in your house, Fort Max?
Maybe they have a mic. They just
no basement.
That damn button too many times.
No, he can hear them. He was just f***ing with them. See, it's Brian Philby.
I'm the guy.
So you live in the Alamo? No basement?
No. Oh.
No, Fort Max's house is where they filmed Eco Grinder. Hey, Fort Max,
answer you. Click, hey. Click. I'm just f***ing with you. Of course I can hear you.
Hey, Fort Max, is anybody making any progress on subbing Eco Grinder 2?
Not that I've heard of.
Aw. After how much Paladin hated doing the first one, I was eager to do another.
And no one's even. And same goes for Eco Grinder Double.
But he's the 2-in-1. I assume he's 2-in-1, otherwise why would he be double? He's the 2-in-1 environmental Superman.
I know.
What kind of soap opera dialogue reading was that? I just imagine like Fox whipping around the big wig spinning with him. I know. Okay, where are we?
Meanwhile, back in Gridman.
That's right. The kid does a somersault and puts his body inside of Gridman.
Well, first he goes, it starts going into the screen, but the other kids start pulling him out, goes in and out a bit for a bit.
But eventually he finally fully penetrates and he's inside.
Right. Then
and then his hand breaks off. Oh no, wait, that was just me.
So then Gridman flies through Optimus Prime's colon and lands up in the Digital City.
Oh, you forgot that he
Digital City or Doozer Town?
What did I forget?
What?
And that he turned into an action figure.
That's that right, yes.
Yeah.
That was an amazing kick maneuver.
I'm 4 inches tall and I'm going to hit you in the forehead.
Ping.
Even the monster's like, isn't the wind in here?
Somebody fart on me?
Well, speaking of farting, he shows up small, so they download the big ring, and he grows giant by turning into a mat cutout and a giant cloud of brown shit flying out of his ass while he grows bigger.
See, he's not actually getting bigger there. He's just flying closer to the camera. on the cloud of flatulence.
Yes.
He's rocket jumping, kind of like the rockets in his butt.
Well, where would you put a rocket?
In the butt, obviously.
Yeah. Hmm. Believe it or not, I already have a quote of Mickey saying in the butt.
I say in the butt a lot.
Yeah, you really do.
Well,
so this is when
if the dildo fits.
This is when Servo turns into a complete dick and just beats the shit out of the monster. He suplexes him and then he bitch slaps him. Then he breaks his face. And then he shoots from the back while the monster's trying to run away.
Welcome to Giant Man.
All the while blowing junk too.
And this is what every episode of Ultraman is like, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Except sometimes they have even crappier costumes.
What, like Towards the Future?
Yeah, sometimes Ultraman uses a repainted Godzilla.
God.
So, of course he saves the day and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but remember, he can only be big.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. The big question I have here is, Goblez, if you're listening, what the hell do you like about Ultraman? Because this was pretty terrible.
Well, this isn't technically Ultraman, right? Like it's
Made by the same studio.
It's Ultraman in the same way that like in a similar way, but not the same way that like Akiba Ranger is Sentai, but not with but without the awesome jokes and stuff.
No, I like this a lot better than Akiba
Ultraman,
Ranger.
But in a computer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same tropes.
And everything's better with kids, right? No.
Okay, so who's going to make the thong reference?
I did the last 12.
You're old.
Boy, I just...
So he patches up Doozer Town, flies out of the computer, and the episode's over.
Yep.
And then the credits show you the episode you just watched.
What mysteries and adventure lie ahead for our young heroes and their crap-ass computer?
We may never know or care.
Although the preview for the next episode has one of my favorite fight scenes from Cyber Squad, where they blow the hole open in the wall and they're stepping out in the real world. That always looked kind of cool. It made no damn sense, but it looked cool.
Reuse that like 3 or 4 times because Cyber Squad.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had to fill out a second season, remember? Even though it made no sense.
So, yeah. Did they have Cyber Squad in Sweden?
I don't know.
Now that you remember?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. I actually don't know. I'm going to say yes.
But you have no facts to base that on. You're just choosing yes.
Precisely.
At a 50-50 shot, he's going to go with yes.
He's like a more positive paladin. When presented with a choice where he has to decide yes or no, he will just go with yes.
To be fair, that's not really a hard accomplishment. I mean, a positive paladin, that would be someone who doesn't hate everything ever.
You could like one thing and be a positive paladin.
Yeah, really.
Or you could be neutral to something, really.
Hmm. Okay, so we're pretty much looking at 3 states here. Regular paladin, neutral paladin, and positive paladin.
Right.
What is that in metric? math.
It's like trying to divide by 0.
Oh, no, you can divide by 0. What we were having trouble with was multiplying by 0.
Right.
Can you really divide by 0?
You can, but it just becomes infinite.
In American measurement, you can.
Yeah. In American math, that works.
Oh, okay.
Because American math is better than all the rest of the world's math. Because it's American.
Okay.
American.
Okay. I kind of wish we commented on the theme song. Baby Dan, Dan, baby Dan, Dan, baby. That was amazing.
Well, there's plenty of time to comment on the theme song now if you'd like to.
Well, okay.
And then
that happened.
Had a good bit, too.
Say what? What, Genie?
The end song. The end song had a good bit too. That was like, look at Dooby Doo.
Go outside. Stop watching this shit.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty much the tagline for the podcast.
Yeah. We should be role models for people.
Seriously,
getting
though, what in the hell is Baby Dan Dan?
Globs.
Maybe it was the producer's kid.
Yes, it's Gobblers.
Oh, man.
Betcha didn't know that.
Because he's what, like 20?
Based on his life.
He's like 24 now, right? So when this aired, he would have been a baby, basically.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years old, 3 years old.
Wow. Now it all comes into focus.
Yeah, we're not quite as old as you guys.
Yeah, you know, for many years, I wondered what the Japanese original series that they made Cyber Squad out of was like. I have to say, I'm a little let down.
Yeah, some things are better left unknown.
Yeah.
It's just not the same without Tim Curry and the crappy 90s rock.
Yeah, you have to admit that really did kind of make a difference.
And the announcer guy.
Yeah, I know. Without Tim Curry and Malcolm hamming it up.
And Mrs. Starkey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, all that. I remember that.
When you watched on TV.
When you were a kid in Sweden.
I totally felt that way, like, the first couple episodes I was on this show. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I have no idea.
But now you're, like, getting jokes and...
Oh, I know. Now I'm, like, getting jokes and stuff, which kind of makes me feel a little ill. But
I know, right?
Feel ill also.
Now I'm buying figure arts. And...
But no, I'm glad to have gotten to see an episode of Gridman. I'm not really that interested in seeing any more of it, but I'm glad to have had the chance to see one.
Hey,
it did remind me that I need to pick up Cyber Squad whenever it comes out on DVD.
And while we're on the subject here, Paladin, why don't you tell us about the Ultra Act Gridman you got recently?
Yeah. Yes, I made the decision to pick up Ultra Act Gridman. If I'd paid a little extra for shipping, I might have had a review ready, but in the end, that didn't matter at all, because less than a minute out of the box, the f***ing wrist snapped and disintegrated.
Oh my god, really?
Yes.
That sucks.
I was just trying to turn the wrist to test the articulation.
Well, there you go.
Crack.
Well, where'd you get this from?
Toy Arena.
Yeah, did you talk to your seller and try to work this out?
Yes, they're letting me send it back for a possible replacement.
Possible replacement?
Possible price, not possible, you're f***ed.
Yeah, that's always the scenario I go with.
Well, no, I mean, did they explain what they mean by possible replacement?
No replacement.
Yes, that.
It means send it back and we'll send you one that may or may not do the same exact f***ing thing.
Actually, so they are going to
fix this. If you just have one of those junker figure arts.
So they are going to send you another one, though. They're just not guaranteeing that one won't do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to send you the exact same one back with the hand sort of placed back in place.
Just super glue it back on. There you go!
Okay, so
hot
now...
glue.
Send
so,
a shink in red?
What I'm curious about is Bluefin supplying the store...
I believe they may be supplying it. I'm not completely certain, though.
Okay, so what I would suggest is, if it happens again with the second one, talk to Bluefin directly. Because, you know,
Bluefin,
I don't...
Bluefin is good about stuff like this.
Yeah, that, and I don't think Toy Arena is going to be quite so accommodating the second time you have to send one back. Because, you know, places generally aren't.
No.
Then they start thinking you have ham hands.
Yep. Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, just be glad it wasn't Ami Ami.
Well, if it was Ami Ami, they probably would have sent him one smashed already, saving the time. I don't know what ever happened to Ami Ami. Used to be so good, and now they're just assholes.
Maybe they got so bought out by Toys and Joys.
No, then they wouldn't send anyone anything. And I did actually get new stuff from them.
Toys and Joys?
No, Ami Ami.
Oh.
Although, full disclosure, I have ordered from Toys and Joys, and I get exactly what I ordered, so...
Yeah, apparently that does happen occasionally.
I guess I just got lucky.
You know what else happens occasionally?
Erections?
Unicorn sightings.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's, yeah. that's basically...
Kind of the same thing there.
Yeah, it's basically the same idea. Yeah, erections are like unicorns.
So are you going to get any other Gridman Ultra-Acts?
Not if they end up like this, no.
They are.
I can't say I blame you for that.
Okay, yeah, just so wouldn't mind seeing if they do the Drago thing.
Huh.
What, aside Mickey? From the wrist, how is the toy?
It looked okay. Did have some nice accessories and everything.
Except it doesn't come with its axe.
Yeah, I can live with that, though.
You can just hold the sword upside down and pretend it's an axe. Duh.
That's basically what it is.
Okay, then.
Wow.
Hard to argue with that logic.
I'm pretty much a weapons expert.
Intro quote, please.
How can it be a intro quote when Gigabeetle doesn't have a part in the intro?
Doesn't matter.
He needs to have one for
this. Dub it over Ken.
Okay, I'll try to do something with it.
Aw, yeah, intro quote and everything.
I'm trying to remember if I had Mike record and the rest for us.
Because
that might work.
Yeah.
I'll have to look through my...
Did.
I'll have to look through my files and see what I've got. But no, I mean, I could just put that in place of Ken. That would be kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
You should yourself dub over when you introduce Ken and just say Gigabeetle. This once.
Well, I don't introduce anybody.
I think it should have you saying it. Like stepping over
no.
Ken.
I don't even know how to pronounce Gigabeetle.
Well, shit. So much for that idea.
Well, damn.
I mean, if he doesn't know how to pronounce it, what can we do?
I don't know. It's one of those weird words with silent V's.
So, otherwise, Gridman's basically like a normal figure art.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or did you not mess with it too much for fear of breaking more joints off?
That thought occurred to me, so I tried not to mess with it too much.
Well, maybe you'll have better luck with the next one.
Yeah, I'll be not holding my breath.
Yeah, probably not. Well, I have not personally heard of anybody else breaking a Gridman's wrist, so maybe this one was just messed up. Is it the normal figure art style wrist, the double-ended ball joint with the hinge in the middle?
Yes.
See, I don't ever hear of those being susceptible to breaking like you would think they would be. So that kind of suggests a manufacturing defect.
I've heard of a few, but I also follow a bunch of hammeds on Twitter.
And see, that's an important distinction to make.
Yeah. Actually, you can fix those pretty easily. Glue.
I guess it just depends how it breaks.
Wait, glue on the toy hands or glue on the ham hands?
Hot glue.
You know, does he...
Hot glue.
No. It goes right under your toes. You put it right there, and you sniff it. Yeah.
Yeah, you squirt a little bit of the hot glue out onto your face.
No, hot glue, not hot glue, like, just regular glue. You know, like,
the weird thing about buying a Munda Rocket is that they always seem to fix their toys with hot glue. It's weird. Their hips keep breaking. I don't know, it's... I don't know.
No, that's eBay. With Munda Rocket... You will have package damaging. Well, you will have anything that's mentioned that it has package damage. You'll have like maybe a tiny scratch that you might not even find.
No, Fort Max.
I think Fort Max is missing the joke.
Fort Max, hot glue is code word for semen.
Yeah. We're explaining it all.
You see, Fort Max, there's a practice in Japan called hot gluing a figure.
Right.
Which is where someone will jizz all over their figure.
Have you not seen a video of this? Hang on.
Now you have explained
Let
it.
Me go to my
I am
bookmarks.
Hoping Don Chalice still listens to this.
Where did I see video of that? I've seen video of it one time, but I can't remember where.
This is why we have long advised people not to buy secondhand, like, anime girl figures off
of Monty
Rock and
Roll. That's what it was.
Or, you know, in general.
Oh, did you guys know that they made, apparently, a first edition bonus with Nadeshiko? It's her in her goo form? It's so weird. The plastic tasted even different.
Wow. It's a little salty.
Needs more protein.
This is bad. Mom, don't listen.
Please. Oh.
I'm never going to be able to run for public office.
Is this a concern? Is this something you're like thinking about doing anyway? Or?
To be fair now, you know, those figure art pictures probably would have ruled you out for public office anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, oh my god.
Are you kidding? In this country, they would like, you would, it's like psychological observation, you know?
I'm trying to get one of these toys.
You would be under like FBI investigation. Like, look at what he's doing to poor Skyrider.
What the hell did you just find, Mickey?
Why doesn't just that kid, the weirdo with the letter, do like regular angry kids? Bring a gun to school.
Wait, what?
What?
What? I said nothing. That wasn't untasteful or anything.
I like how he didn't actually understand it, and they're like, what? He's like, you take it all back.
But the recording lives forever.
Oh, f***.
So, do we have something picked out for Power Playback next week?
No, but I say props to us for having a week where we didn't do Sentai or Kamen Rider. That only happens once in a while.
Well, yeah. So what do we do next week?
How about something American for a change?
Have you guys seen Kamen Rider Shen? I heard it's the bomb!
If I had the bomb, you want to blow yourself up. No. Let's see. Yeah,
something American.
I had a couple ideas, but I know you'll just shoot them down anyway.
Operation Overdrive?
Mass Rider?
I am never that cruel.
Cyber
Are you sure
Cyber
about
Squad?
That?
What?
What who?
I don't think it matters anymore.
Okay.
Okay, here you go, Fort Max. Here's a direct link.
Oh, good. Wait, is this...
Somebody else click it first. I want to see how horrifying it is.
I don't even know why I clicked
okay,
that.
Okay, let me
nice! Wow.
Oh, that's... no, Paladin, this isn't bad at all.
No.
This isn't bad like JD's Decamaster thing?
No. I don't think I ever even saw that.
No. Wow. Yeah. Huh.
So what was JD's Decamaster thing?
It was just the Goatsy.cx.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
What?
Goatsy.
Kind of uninspired.
Paladin thought Goatsy was bad?
No, I just thought it was JD.
Yeah. No.
Oh, like literally you thought that was a photo of JD?
Yes.
There's better stuff than that.
It's interesting how... the group has turned into a competition to find the best hot glue photo.
What we need is a fresh perspective. Giga Beetle, what should we watch?
Have you heard about this Shin Kamen Rider?
This was a completely failed idea.
There were rape gangs.
Okay, well, what have you not done?
Wow, you guys really don't pick anything in advance.
No, we don't. We actually...
This part usually gets cut out.
This is for real. Wow.
Yeah.
All of me listening.
Yeah, again, well, this is the veil pulled back, you know.
And you see how ugly the bride is.
Yeah.
It's escape.
Oh. Let's watch some ABBA Ranger.
Didn't we do that already?
Yes, but it's been a very long time, and I haven't watched all those episodes yet.
And what about Hurricanger? That's kind of similar, and there's just a new one that came out.
It's all Power Rangers.
That's half of what we talk about here.
What? Yeah.
The other half being, you know, Star Trek and Transformers.
And Pokemon.
A little bit less than it used to be, but yeah. I think Ken kind of drained that away from us.
You should insert his anguish despair cry right there, too.
No, that's in the intro this week. No, for some reason, Ken doesn't seem to like the Pokemon references.
Aw.
Really?
Which really just makes me think he's on the wrong show.
Mm.
But anyway, what are we watching next week?
Either ABBA Ranger or Hurricanger, I think we narrowed it down to.
How about ABBA Ranger versus Hurricanger?
Is that available?
Didn't Gausol do that? I know they did most of those Versus movies.
But is it still available after Mega Upload went up?
Where's Gausol's website, Fort Max?
It isn't.
That's a problem.
Okay, let's try KRDL.
I have their sub sitting on my hard drive, so we have that at least.
What happened to their website?
Domain expired.
Why didn't they renew it?
I think they're done subbing.
Does that cost money?
Okay, so KRDL doesn't seem to actually have the Versus movies anywhere I can find. I don't think.
Okay, well then, let's do Hurricanger then, the newest one. Because I don't think we've actually done Hurricanger, have we?
No, we haven't.
ABBA Ranger versus Hurricanger on my hard drive.
No, but we can just do Hurricanger. Who's subbing that?
Midnight Crew.
Oh, okay.
No, wait, no, well, Midnight Crew's doing ABBA Ranger.
Right.
Horror Ranger's doing Hurricanger.
Oh.
Tomato, tomato.
Well, how are their subs?
I have a question.
Yes? Mm-hmm.
Is there any full episodes of the Decade dub?
No. Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
Nothing from Decade or Deno's dub.
Okay. Please tell me you're doing that whenever that's possible.
If someone can get it for us, we will probably do that.
I'm in favor of it.
Yep.
Hint, hint, if anyone with talent is listening. Which I know is false, but I still have to say it.
It's not even a matter of... It's not really a matter of talent. It's a matter of, you know, somebody wanting to do it and living where the dub airs and having a DVR.
It's funny because no one listens.
It's funny because the one person who listens is on the show this week.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess we'll do Hurricanger Episode 5, because that's the most recent one that came out.
Yay.
Hooray.
Hooray, let's end the show.
Well, thanks to Gigabeetle for coming on and, you know, Gigabeetling at us.
We are still mildly sorry.
It's almost okay. Would have been better without certain someone.
Well, now look, me not being here is just not an option, Gigabeetle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly who he meant.
Yeah, that's exactly who I meant.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm curious here, Gigabeetle, before we wrap up the show, why exactly do you think JD ruined the show?
Because he's the only one I know the name of.
That's both flattering and insulting.
That actually works.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. I've only been guessing this time I've been on who is who. I know Fort Max is the one who says, actually, and or whatever he does. That's all I know.
So no. basically what you're saying is that Fort Max is the one who says that thing he says.
Right. That's right, hey Mickey.
Right, you are, Ken.
I'm Ken.
Can't tell the difference.
I hurt myself in my confusion.
I actually never knew how much people said thing until I heard Ken speak. I get a little mad whenever you guys don't note, whenever he does it. Like, fine.
Well, we always notice, we just don't always bring it up.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah, because then it'd be like Paladin running a joke into the ground.
Yeah.
Only yeah, funny he wouldn't even do that for a penny. I love you, Ken. You're the best character on this show.
People, we're not this characters. Not acting.
Even better. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. I needed this. This is awesome.
Okay, well, we gotta wrap this show up, because... Hell if I'm not going to have a long, hard night of editing ahead of me.
Bad jokes.
Yeah.
And it's down to like 5 minutes.
Yeah, then we have no show.
Edit out that school shooting part, please.
Absolutely not. Cold start. Everyone will hear it.
Yeah, we're headlining that one.
Oh, no.
Okay, so thanks to Giggy Beetle for coming on the show at last minute notice and making jokes about school shootings with us.
It wasn't even last minute. You guys just threw me into a show.
Well, no, when I first
threw you right under the bus and right off the cliff.
No, see, when I first
under the bus.
When I first asked you to come on the show, we hadn't actually started yet. You just took too long because you were taking pictures of Skyrider killing himself.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, yeah.
Skyrider killing himself.
Hey, we didn't say it was a good. We didn't say it wasn't a good reason.
Well, yeah, I'm just telling Giga Beetle. We didn't intend to throw him in the middle of the show. It just worked out that way.
Yeah, poor Giga Beetle having to be forced on air. Damn it, XV.
Well, XV is.
Damn it, JD.
This is JD's fault somehow.
Well, he did ruin the show. It's okay, actually, though, because even so, we're still a lot more popular than Fanboy Versus.
Damn it.
Actually, the whole fault for this is probably Hey Mickey's. If he didn't tell me that I was referenced on the show, I would have never listened to it.
No, I'll go ahead and fall on my sword, because the whole reason we even do a f***ing podcast is because of my ego. And my desire to have a podcast.
Yeah, so Giga, actually, it's not that JD ruined this show. JD ruined podcasting in general.
Right. I wanted to be on a podcast so bad, I made Brian Kilby bring RFC back, and thus all of these shows were born. So it really is all my fault.
I wish
KiloCon brought RFC to life? Because Kilby designed it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Good to know.
There's a designer behind this chaos?
Well, it's not intelligent design, but there's design.
No, they're definitely not intelligent.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
This has been awful.
If you gave a 4-year-old full of caffeine and M&Ms a magic marker and told them to draw you a house?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now that's an experiment.
Okay, so, Giga, this coming week, you need to do the Doritos and macaroni and cheese thing. Then next week, you get the Mountain Dew, the M&Ms, and the magic marker, and see what develops.
And make sure you try and dilute down some, or distill down some Mountain Dew as well. And let us know how that
well, the thing was,
and give
you
their
said
names
4-year-old.
To the authorities if you wind up in the hospital.
Well, you did say 4-year-old, so I'm thinking maybe Fort Max tries?
Oh. Oh, snap.
Wow.
I'm even younger than he is.
No, besides, Fort Max hasn't been 4 years old since, like, 1997.
Yeah.
All right, well, that'll be our show for this week. Thanks for listening. And no, just like last time, this
Thanks
turned out not
listening.
To be a short show at all.
Oh, wow. That was epic.
This is much better than last week's show when I wasn't on it.
been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Is that Formax's mic?
Yeah, I think so.
It's still making noise. Lasers?
There is a button on. Well, I can't help myself. There is a button on this mic.
Oh, like this?
Obviously, have president.
What does the button do?
I don't know.
It does this.
Plus, your garage door is opening and closing on the other side of the house. So, when JD gets back, you can press that button all the time to mess with him.
Fort Max, by any chance, is your headset you got now a GE?
I don't know. Let me dig out the little.
Does it say on the actual headset?
Let's see.
It's the finest headset the gas station had to offer.
No, it was a Fry's Electronics. I think is what he said.
Fry's as opposed to Fried, right?
Yes, Fry's Electronics. Batter dipped.
He found it the same place that kid in Gridman found his chip.
Yeah. They just threw it out behind the house.
Crossover.
It really doesn't say on the headset.
Brand. I don't know why. It was the cheapest one that they had.
Obviously.
It has a volume control, but that's the knob. It doesn't say what this button does.
Nubs and buttons.
Is it a toggle?
I know what that button is. It's like those old walkie-talkies had the button for Morse code.
Is it a toggle?
It's a button that
comes up. Apparently, it gradually mutes him more and more.
And now we can't hear him at all. Perfect.
Maybe this isn't the worst thing to happen to everything.
We're going to make him stay up late and be on every show.
Well, that was fun.
He's like really flipping because we can't hear him.
He's probably screaming.
You can like want to blow our eardrums out.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
What?
Slightly better, maybe.
No, that's worse. Now it's apparently even worse because he's gone.
You're calling that worse?
Well, it's keeping us from moving on with the show.
Is that a good or bad thing?
Okay, that's the best you've sounded in a while, but still very, very quiet.
So, yes, it's the best he sounded in a while.
This show is so terrible.
Super Hero Time. 次回もお見逃しなく.
Hello?
That was better than the last one.
And now? No.
Further away again. Further.
Yes. Even worse.
Further. Worse.
Keep backing up.
Still worse.
even more worser.
You're just f***ing with me, aren't you?
No.
Worse again?
What the f*** is this button supposed to do? As to the point of the button.
What the button does.
Did it come with instructions?
No.
Did it come with a box? Like a card?
No, it came in a baggie.
It's like we're living in an episode of Dexter's Lab. What does this button do?
Came in a bag of Doritos.